Focus on flowers. Some friends gave me the gift of a book, The Savage Garden, by Peter D'Amato, and I am fascinated by the information it contains. Of course, the most famous so-called savage plant is the Venus flytrap, which was first described in 1763 by Arthur Dobbs, who was then the governor of North Carolina. Specimens were packed off to England, but the famous Swedish botanist Linnaeus did not believe this was a carnivorous plant. Later, Charles Darwin, however, confirmed it as the first carnivore of the plant world that was found. Flytraps are native only to the coastal plain of southeastern North Carolina and extreme northeastern South Carolina, in a 100-mile radius from Wilmington. Due to recent drainage of the wetlands there, it is now threatened by a loss of habitat. Venus flytraps grow mainly in sandy, peaty soils in damp conditions in warm, temperate climates where it is humid. Flytraps are perennials and can live 2 to 3 decades. In late winter, they break dormancy by producing a small rosette of leaves with wide, heart-shaped petioles hugging the ground, and small traps. They have white spring flowers followed by large traps, and a trap takes 4 to 10 days to digest its prey. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on the Venus flytrap.